The data mapping exercise is something that we did at ONTIC probably last fall. We started that process. And, you know, we're a company right now of 140 people. So it's small, right? But just getting each of the C people at the table to say, okay, I'm going to give the InfoSec guy 2 hours, and we're going to go through all the different software pieces that we have at the company, and we're going to figure out, you know, where the data comes from, who has access to it, what we do with it, why we keep it. It was a, you know, you had to twist some arms for sure. But in the end, the program now is in place, and like as new software is added, it's not a heavy lift. And there's really good software out there that you can go get, and it's not super expensive, and it's pretty user-friendly. So, like, it's come a long way from spreadsheets, and it's a really nice thing to do and put in place. And once you've got it in place, it makes the rest of the work much more scalable and fast.
Excellent. Right. It is. I can tell you from a lesson learned, one of the clients I'm working with right now had a data breach in Q1 of last year and a data breach in Q4 of last year. And the second data breach in Q4 was caused by the very same vulnerability that existed in Q1. And it was a bot attack. It's five different companies together across the enterprise. It's an insurance company among, you know, life insurance, auto, and so forth. And people can go in and get quotes on all the various types of insurance that they sell, and that the attack occurred. It was a bot attack. So it was continuous, you know, trying to enter information about a person, a legitimate person, to get their driver's license number on the form that came back. And the problem was that by Q4, they didn't realize that the life insurance platform had the same vulnerability that they remediated in Q1. And so what they're doing now is they've hired, you know, because regulators, of course, are going to say, why did this happen again, and will it happen another time? So they have hired a vendor to do a data mapping exercise to inventory every single place where they're exchanging data with a third party, PII with a third party, because they found out that a supplier of the information, the personal identifiable information, who I will not name, had several contracts across the insurance companies, but they weren't aware of that. So nobody even knew where the APIs were exchanging that data. Now they are going to completely scrub all of the company to make sure that didn't happen again. So I only say that to emphasize and underline why and how it's so important, you know, especially you don't want to wait till you get to the regulator stage. So the takeaway from this slide legally is that most every state is identifying or defining what data is protected the same way. California is the most robust because it's most like the GDPR, but the others are the Virginia, Colorado, Utah are just the very simple, any information that could potentially identify a natural person, and that can be anything that and can be interpreted broadly. So keep that in mind. While California is very specific and granular about every single thing, in fact, even the way you smell is personal data, the other states are so broad that you can fit almost anything into the category of what defines somebody. And so this slide is intended just to let you know, when you go back, you know, look at what data is protected as far as sensitive information. And if you can eliminate collecting any of that kind of data and still operate and achieve your business objectives, my recommendation is to do that. Sometimes the data is accidentally collected. And I say that only because when I was chief privacy officer, one of the challenges we had is I worked for the comptroller. And when someone makes a claim to be paid, like someone who is receiving workers' compensation insurance. They've gone to the doctor, you know, the doctor has provided the service. The doctor submits a claim to the comptroller for the check, because as we all know, the comptroller writes every single check in the state of Texas that has to do with the government service. The doctor's offices were using the form, to enter in back office information, such as Elizabeth Rogers had a back x-ray and it cost, you know, for her condition, like a medical condition, and she had that on May 15th of 2022. We want to be paid.